Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys who are up early with us. It's not easy, so that we're all here getting through it together, and we appreciate you guys being here this half hour just for you. Thank you so much for being a part of it. It is early, and yeah, it's not easy getting up this early. I think we underestimate how amazing we all are for being up at this hour.
If high school me knew I did a morning show and woke up at 3:45 a.m., yeah, right. Oh my gosh.
My mom still makes fun of me. She's like, I never would have guessed you'd have a job that you get up so early, because I was the same way. She always makes fun of me. She's like, life is weird. I'm like, yeah, it is weird, dude. I still don't know. And even on the weekends, I don't know about you. I mean, I do sleep in, relatively speaking, to when I usually wake up. But I'm still awake at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. It's a rarity. The only reason I stayed in bed till 8 on Sunday because I was up late on Saturday night. Okay. That was the only reason why. But yeah, I just wake up early now.
I force myself to keep sleeping on the weekends. Like if I wake up at 6:30, I'm like, nope, she's not getting up. Needs more rest. The only thing that will wake me up is Momo. He's like, all right, y'all, I gotta go, babe. Let's go. Let's
Dogs
go.
Have that alarm clock. I remember our dog. They knew when it was time to eat.
Yes.
Like they knew exactly. They'd get the zoomies. They'd start running around in circles and start whimpering and whining. And it's like, and then the worst part, and you're going to have to deal with it this weekend with daylight saving, and we fall back.
It's this weekend?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Oh my God. I thought it was next weekend.
No, it's Saturday to Sunday.
Oh my God.
I know. So then their whole time's off, but yet they still go at the same time. They just don't realize it's an hour off. And yeah, that was a whole thing.
I am so thrown around that daylight savings time is this weekend.
I was like you. I thought it was the following weekend. And then my husband had the news on the other night and they were doing like the 7-day forecast. So they, Wait, this Halloween is Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. It's right. On Saturday to Sunday. And so they said that, and I was like, wait, that's this weekend? No.
I am so thrown around. I am already thrown around by the darkness at 6 p.m. Now it's going to come at 4:45 p.m. on this Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But the good news is it's not going to stay so dark so long in the morning, if that's any.
I mean, look at us. We're here stuck in the studio all morning.
Look at us.
Look at us waking up at 3 in the morning.
I know. I'm sure you can all relate. But yeah, we fall back. The good news is an extra hour of sleep.
Very true.
So there is a positive side to it. But yeah, we're all over the place around here. We hope you guys are able to catch up with us, but we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We're really excited. We've got more tickets for you to see Jessica Simpson. She was on the show last week. We had such a great interview with her. You have to check it out on our podcast if you haven't listened to it yet, but she's doing a one night only show over at Planet Hollywood, and she'd love to make it a residency. They're just going to kind of see how it goes. And so we've got your tickets to see at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Don't go anywhere. Lots to come. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I know we make fun of poor Ramon on this show all the time for being a Raiders fan. Mm. And they're just having a terrible season right now. And just hardcore sports fans. Here's my question. How bad would your team have to be before you would skip your dream tickets? Like the kind of experience people would literally sell a kidney for. Who is doing this?
This is our friend Priscilla out in Arizona. So she would have to travel to this game one. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what she's dealing with her and her husband.
Okay. She's a radio girl, like you said, in Arizona. And she's a Raiders fan? Or
her husband.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is a diehard Raiders fan, lifelong Raiders fan. And for his birthday, Priscilla bought him this incredible VIP experience, like 50-yard line, all access, food, drinks. I think some old Raiders players will be there for meet and greets. It's like a bucket list item that he's been wanting that she got him for his birthday. But now, since the Raiders are doing horrible this season, he doesn't want to go anymore.
Aww.
And he's like, you know what? I want us to sell the tickets. I can't see them lose this badly in person. So now she's a little confused because she went all this way out of this way to buy these tickets. And now he's like, nope, forget it. Especially after that Chiefs loss a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This was around that time. So what would you do? You're a huge sports fan. A bucket list item. Would you skip this game or would you go and experience it even though the team is doing terribly?
I get like he's down about his team, but honestly, I would still go. I don't care if my team is getting smoked like 42-3. I'm still there with my nachos and my emotional support beer. And I'm living my best life because for me, it's not just about the game, honestly. Like, are you a true fan if you go only when they win?
It's
like, really? Are you a true fan? You got to support your teams through the wins and the losses. And it's about the experience. You've got the crowd energy. You've got the snacks, the people watching. The guy that's all in the face and body paint that he's clearly working through something. I don't know what. But if your team is bad, fine. You got a trauma bond with those people that are around you, you know?
You know, you make a great point. My dad taught me something valuable, especially when the Chargers moved from San Diego to LA. Tons of fans were like, I'm no longer a fan anymore. And my dad, a lifelong Chargers fan, said, you are not a true fan
nope.
if you don't stick with them through the good and the bad.
Your dad is a wise man. I agree. We suffer together now. You know what I mean? That's half the fun. If I had those tickets, I'd be in that stadium like full merch, pretending that we have a shot. You know, like just having that passion. And hey, maybe they'll prove you wrong, but my team could still be down by 40. I'd be like, we got this, baby. We got this,
down
right?
Down by 40. That's a lot of the points, Mercedes. Well, but
that's, that's so funny because we were watching the Dodgers game last night, and the Dodgers lost in game four of the World Series last night. And like the second Toronto scored a run, my husband's like, that's it. This game's over. And I was like, what? Why are you like not supporting your team? I hate when people are like that, you know?
Oh my God, I know what you mean. It's just like they've given up all hope, and then their mood changes for the rest of the day. It's like, oh, my Dodgers lost, the Dodgers lost. Oh no, the world is ending.
My husband was getting so snippy with my daughter, and I go, what's your problem? I go, what is wrong with you? And he just looks at me and he puts his hand towards the TV.
Like, you don't know. And I go, my Dodgers are done.
Oh, okay. So if they're winning, we're going to be nice again. I see how that works.
So hopefully the Dodgers win next game. Gosh. When's the next game, by the way?
I think it's tonight, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I know that. Oh, gosh. Please pray for a good move, please.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello, and good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, October 29th. It is 6:02. So happy you guys are waking up with us, or maybe you're going to bed with us. Either way, thank you guys so much for being here. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Still turned around. That daylight savings time is this weekend. I thought it was next weekend.
Yeah, we just discovered that we were going to be falling back on our clocks this weekend. And yeah, Saturday into Sunday, 2 a.m. And so don't forget. But the good news is you get an extra hour of rest this time. We are falling back. So there's some good news. Did you do anything fun? Did you watch a baseball game last night?
I did. I watched some of the World Series, and then we watched a little bit of New Girl.
Oh.
What about you? What'd you watch?
Same thing. We watched the game, the Dodgers-Blue Jays, and then my husband was really bummed that they lost, the Dodgers. He's a big Dodgers fan. After that, we went to Dancing with the Stars, and I don't know why I've become re-obsessed with it. I was into it, and then I just forgot about the show for like 7 or 8 seasons, so just had nothing to do with it. And this season is so good. And we were talking about all the contestants, like who's still in and who should have gone weeks ago. And out of nowhere, my daughter goes, wait, I have a question. Who's Corey Feldman? And I was like, that's the guy who got kicked off a few weeks back. She's like, yeah, I know, but why is he even famous? Just like blank stare. And I was like, oh man, this is gonna make me feel old. And so I didn't even get a chance to say anything. My husband practically like drops everything. He's like, that's the Goonies, that's Stand By Me, that's the Lost Boys. Are you kidding? Like, he's teaching film history 101 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He's freaking out. He's like, how do you not know who Corey Feldman is? The Goonies.
You gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on, do it.
A classic.
Yes.
And so she's like, I don't know. How would I know who that guy is? I was just curious as to why he was famous. So by the end of the conversation, I now think we're planning a full on like 80s movie marathon for her.
That's awesome.
So she can like figure out and know who Corey Feldman is. And honestly, it just makes me laugh. Does every parent have that one movie that they force their kids to watch for nostalgia's sake? Like, it was your movie maybe as a kid, and you were like, you got to watch this movie. This movie shaped who I was. This was one of my favorite movies. Does anyone else do that? And what's the movie? 702-364-9400. So poor B is going to have to sit through a Corey Feldman movie marathon. But I did that with Sophie when she was younger.
Like, okay.
My favorite movie of all time is Dead Poets Society.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem. Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Why does the writer use these lines?
Because he's in a hurry.
And no. I thought she would hate it. I thought she'd roll her eyes the whole time, but she ended up loving it. It's her favorite movie now.
Oh,
like a total mom win on that one. What was the movie you made your kid watch? Because it was everything to you. And how did that go? Did they get into it, or were they asking when it was going to be over? 702-364-9400.
I know with my parents, instantly when I started to, my memory was it like at five, It's Star Wars. My dad always was like, we got to watch them in order, 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2. Well, it was only 4, 5, 6 at the time.
Yeah.
And then the 1, 2, 3 came out in theaters when I was a kid. So Star Wars immediately reminds me of the favorite movies from my parents. But I know when eventually I have kids, one of the first movies I want to get show them is The Parent Trap.
Oh, that's such a good movie. And I know you love that movie.
I love her. I love Lindsay Lohan, especially during that time. I had no idea that she wasn't a twin. I thought this whole time Lindsay Lohan had a twin, but she played both parts.
You're like, why is the one twin always going places without her sister?
I'm so confused. How are they doing this? But yeah, The Parent Trap is going to be one of the first movies I show my kids.
Oh, that is so good. What is it for you guys? We're getting some texts here. This one says Goonies for sure. Breakfast Club. They love them. And also Pretty in Pink. That is, I feel like that is one of the most underrated 80s movies. Everybody talks about Breakfast Club and those movies, but I feel like Pretty in Pink does not get the credit it deserves.
What about 16 Candles? Would you put that up there?
That's a good one. I go back though and watch it and like, it's really politically incorrect. Like, there are a lot of jokes that I'm like, dang, that would not fly.
There's a lot of movies and shows that are that way. Yeah. Like, The Office would not stand a chance right now.
That's so funny. The Never Ending Story, someone just texted. I don't know. I got traumatized by that movie. That movie messed me up for many years.
When I was a kid, I barely remember the movie. The only thing I remember is that big, scary, white, flying dog.
The dog!
I was like, what is this movie? And the graphics are so horrible.
But what about the horse scene?
No.
That's the scene that messed me up as a kid.
My mom wouldn't even let me watch that scene. I had to watch it later in life. She said, you can't watch this part.
Oh, The Princess Bride, we're getting texts. The Sandlot. Yes, that one I made sure they saw at a very young age.
I
know, forever. I love that movie. Man, you guys are coming up with some good ones. I'm kind of rethinking the movies I've shown my kids. My daughter said she learned a lot from 16 Candles, says Dawn. My Fair Lady with Audrey Hepburn. The dresses and the colors and the songs are amazing, and it's one of my daughter's favorite movies now because I made her watch it as a baby. Yeah, The Princess Bride. Close Encounters. Okay, I gotta start a new list. It's time to get back to the movies.
They're gonna be tired. They're like, oh my god, what movie is next now, Mom?
All right, let's do it. It is time to get things going this morning. Make sure you keep it here. We have a lot coming up, including more tickets for you to see Jessica Simpson. She was on the show earlier, or like a few days ago on Friday, and she was fabulous. We've got tickets to see her in concert when she comes to town to Planet Hollywood. That's coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. You ever try to be funny and instantly regret it? Somber learned that message or that lesson the hard way when he prank called Selena Gomez. The voice that answered, not Selena Gomez. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
We have Somber and Selena Gomez trending this morning. Now, the singer Somber, he thought he would be funny during his Call Your Ex bit at his concert. If you don't know Somber, he's a singer and he's really blowing up right now. He was in concert and he does this bit where he calls someone's ex and it's just funny during the show. And he did this bit at his concert the other night, but it turned into one of those like instant, please let the floor open up and swallow me whole kind of moments. So he said, I'm going to call Selena Gomez. Now, for the record, they're not exes. He just thought it would be funny to call during the bit.
Okay.
So he calls Selena Gomez, and who answers? Benny Blanco, her husband. And it got awkward. The audio was kind of shaky, but here's what it sounded like.
Hello? Selena? Benny? Ben? Is this Benny Blanco? Oh, it's Somber. I'm sorry, Benny. Okay, I was trying to call your wife. Bye, Benny.
What?
He's panics. He just hung up on him. He said, I was trying to call your wife, like, and he just looked at everyone like he just saw a ghost. They, like I said, they never dated. It was part of Zach that just went completely off the rails.
Yeah, I could be so confused as an audience member, because it's a, what is it, to call your ex?
Yeah.
I would immediately be like, what do we not know between Selena and Somber?
And it was just a weird thing, and like, I don't know, I'd say those bits are scripted, but just listening to the Benny reaction, he's just like, who is this? Like, he didn't seem like he was in on the joke, so I don't know. I can't figure out if this was planned or if it was just something they thought would be funny and it went terribly wrong.
And he's actually called exes in his past shows before?
Usually, like, it's exes of, like, audience members, okay, and stuff like that. Or, yeah, it's just, it varies. And it's just, like, a funny bit. You know how, like, Sabrina Carpenter always arrests someone her shows? That's, like, kind of what he's known for. So, yeah. Meanwhile, Selena and Benny, I mean, they just got married in Santa Barbara in a big old Hollywood-style wedding. So, I'm guessing there's no trouble in paradise at this point yet. Selena, though, she is not slowing down. I don't know if you guys heard, she just dropped a new song last week. It's called In the Dark. Have you heard it?
I've heard a little bit of it.
It's so good. This is what it sounds like. If you're a fan of the show Nobody Wants This, that it's back for a second season.
Yeah.
And this song is in the soundtrack.
Oh, no kidding. I just started season two.
Yeah, fans are already obsessed with it. So yeah, there you go. Selena Gomez, Somber, Nobody Wants This, and Nobody Wants His Prank Calls, and that's what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know how some pets and kids just get fixated on the most random things? Like, you buy them a fancy bed or a toy, and they'd rather play with the box that it came in. And now your dog, Steph Momo, has taken a random obsession to a whole new level lately, and it's actually started because you were just trying to get him ready to go on a flight?
Yeah, and I feel like it's actually backfiring on us a little bit. So we're planning a trip in a couple weeks to fly to San Francisco, and we want to take Momo with us. So Momo hasn't flown in about a year, so we're just trying to get him acclimated. We bought him a new carrier, and this new carrier has wheels on it. You can roll him through the airport. It's a little bit longer. His old one, he was a little outgrowing as far as size goes. So we decided to get him acclimated in his new carrier by every night, James will say, okay, Momo, time to go in your carrier. He hops in it. We roll him around the apartment like, yay, good boy. Just positive reinforcement. So now this carrier, it just hangs out in our office and he'll just randomly go in it. And he'll hang out in there. Forget the three dog beds we have. Forget the couch, the bed. He wants to stay in his carrier. So now it's like getting a little bit obsessive, because now it's time to like either go out to pee or it's time for dinner, and he will not get out of the carrier. We're like, Momo, come on. It's time to eat. It's time to go. He stays in there like a stubborn little dog. So I'm like, all right. So I got to grab him out of there. When I go to grab him out of his new carrier, he starts growling at me.
He's happy where he is. Well, dogs are den animals, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? They love like those small enclosed spaces, because that's like safety for them.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So now I'm trying to like hide the carrier, and he like sniffs it out and tries to find it, and he finds it and he barks at it. But it is the most random thing that Momo is currently obsessed with that I'm trying to get him unobsessed with.
I feel like that's just his natural instincts kicking in as a dog, and that you're not going to be able to break that habit. But the good news is when you travel, he's going to be so happy in there, right?
He's going to love it. He's going to be like, I don't want to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. I want to stay in my carrier.
Seriously, you know that he's going to be well-behaved. Is your animal or even your child like weirdly obsessed with something? 702-364-9400. Don, you say you have a similar pet situation. What's going on?
Yes, my kitten, she's 5 months old, steals the dishes out of the drain board after they're washed.
Oh my gosh, you've got like a strong cat. A cat can pick up the dishes?
She is so silly. Like, I don't know where she gets that strength from, but it's ridiculous.
Wow. I mean, they need to have like a strong cat competition. Like they have strong man competitions. Yeah. That's incredible. But it's just the dishes. Like, does she hide them somewhere?
Yeah, under the table.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I gotta know, Dawn, what kind of dishes is she picking up? Like spoons and forks or like full on pots and pans?
No, not full pots.
Cast iron skillets.
Like bowls or the lids to some of the cups.
Oh, that's funny.
That makes sense.
I mean, that seems like a doable one. I mean, mine's not a pet thing, but when my kids were little, my daughter went through this phase where she was weirdly obsessed with applesauce.
Applesauce?
I'm talking full on, ride or die, can't live without it, obsession. I would have to pack it everywhere we went. It was like an emotional support snack. We'd be on a plane or in a restaurant at Disneyland, and there I was digging through my bag for one of those little cups of Mott's, like I was some applesauce dealer. And it wasn't just a side dish either. She dipped everything in it. Chicken nuggets,
what?
French fries, mac and cheese, carrots, celery, like everything was dipped in applesauce. Like we'd go out to eat and I'd have to bring applesauce with us just so she would have it with her meal. It was so crazy.
No kidding. And then it's still to this day, is she still obsessed with it?
No, she's weaned off of it a little bit. We always keep some in the house just in case, but to this day I can't see a Mott's cup without getting flashbacks to the sticky lids and all of that.
Ma, I need my applesauce.
Oh my gosh. Anthony, good morning. What's the obsession for your animal or your kid?
I have a cat that likes to go in the shower while the water is on.
Oh my gosh, that must be the first cat in history who likes water. Are you kidding me?
No, he's been doing it since January. And every day, every morning, every night, he'll go in the shower when we turn it on and he'll stay there for about 5 minutes.
I wonder what happened in January that made your cat all of a sudden like think, I need to get the stank off of me. You know?
New year, new cat, maybe.
Maybe he's cheating on one of the other cats and he's like, oh, I better shower before they figure it out.
It's starting to smell.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
I, you're not alone, obviously. These cats, they're silly, but Momo, I think Momo's just reverting back to his ancestors, and that it's a good thing that he likes his little carrier. Yeah, don't deprive him of that, you know?
I will bring him everywhere in his carrier now.
What's going to be funny is you're going to have to take him out to the bathroom in his carrier, open it up out there so he goes.
Darn it.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Hurricane Melissa, it made landfall in Jamaica yesterday afternoon as a Category 5 storm, 185 mile per hour winds, making it the most powerful hurricane to hit the island since records began 174 years ago. Wow. One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, and it came ashore near New Hope on Jamaica's southwestern coast. It weakened slightly to 165 miles per hour after landfall, but that's still Category 5 strength. Officials are warning of just catastrophic damage with reports of landslides and flooding and widespread power outages already coming in. They are saying it is the storm of the century for Jamaica. The Red Cross says it's going to affect nearly or as many as 1.5 million people.
Just seeing the videos and the disaster that the hurricane has left, it breaks my heart because I feel a little helpless in a sense. Like, of course, you know, help donating to Red Cross and everything,
right.
But like natural disasters, I can't. It hurts my heart.
There's not a lot that you can do to like prevent these sort of things.
Yeah.
And it's scary. At least 7 deaths have already been reported across the Caribbean. Cuba's evacuated more than 600,000 people as Melissa's expected to move over southeastern Cuba today. So the Bahamas, they're prepping as the storm continues on the path. So we'll keep you posted on that. But some scary stuff going on down there. Also this morning, we've been talking about it. This weekend, we are falling back this daylight saving thing. And sleep experts are saying this weekend's time change could be the perfect chance for you to reset your routine. The Cleveland Clinic says they're getting fewer than 7 hours of sleep a night really does put you at higher risk for health problems later on. So their advice is keep a constant bedtime, avoid screens before bed, and stop eating or exercising too close to lights out. Basically, you got to give your brain a chance to power down before you expect it to perform miracles. The good news is you do gain that hour this weekend. So maybe let your body use it for actual rest, not just one more episode of whatever show you're binging.
I think we're both like 7 hours of sleep. Where in the world are we going to find 7 hours of sleep?
I saw that. I'm like, yeah, I wish, man, that would be lovely. I was reading an article about Shohei Ohtani from the Dodgers, and he gets 12 hours of sleep every day.
I don't know how.
He's a high performance athlete, so I get it. And when you do that, you take things seriously, you make sure you get it done. But I'm like, wow, I don't even remember last time I got 12 hours of sleep.
How can you, it's not 12 hours straight, right?
Yeah, it's straight.
What?
How is that possible?
Where are you getting the time of the day to get 12 hours of sleep?
I don't know. I guess when you can just focus your whole life to that.
Yeah.
You got to make your body a priority when you're under that kind of strain. We don't do that.
No, we don't.
We don't make that a priority.
Oh my God, I wish I could switch at least a day with Shohei Ohtani.
I know.
After the World Series.
Yes, exactly. Finally, this morning, there is an outside chance that aliens could make first contact today. Have you heard about this?
What?
Yeah, I say outside because let's be honest, we've heard this one before. But this theory comes from the fact that an interstellar comet, only the third one that's ever been spotted, is zipping past us right now. It's about the size of Manhattan, they say, and today it reaches its closest point to the sun, something that astronomers call perihelion. Huh. And this has a lot of UFO enthusiasts convinced that it's not a comet at all, but it's an alien mothership that is using the sun's gravity kind of like a slingshot. And astrophysicists are joking that if you're planning a vacation, maybe go before today because, you know, this could be it. This could be the end of days because the aliens are coming. Obviously, it's a joke, but the internet kind of ran with it, turning it into today's the day that the aliens will arrive. So experts say the actual odds are basically zero, but in case I'm wrong, it's been really nice knowing you guys.
No way. This is so crazy. Really, I can't even imagine. Like, what if, like, an alien walks through here right now? Like, what would you even say or what would you even do?
I think I would just freeze, honestly, because my instinct would be, hey, let's make this a friendly contact, but you don't know what their reaction is. So I think my instinct would be freeze, show that there's no harm coming from me whatsoever. I'm not going to be aggressive and just kind of like let them take the reins. I don't know. What about you?
I would want them to take me with them.
You would? Like, you want to get out of here?
Get me out of this crazy country, this crazy world of ours.
No more Netflix. No more Chingy right there. I mean, what are you going to do?
We're going to collaborate world, okay? I'm going to bring Chingy right there with me to another planet, and I'm going to bring Ube Pond to Salt with me, too.
See, yeah, you've got it all planned out. I'm impressed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You know how there are some questions where no matter how you answer, you lose? Like, it's just a given. I heard something the other day, actually yesterday, that I think it might be the ultimate trap. So Matt was telling me about one of his buddies, and I guess they're hanging out, and his friend casually brings up this conversation he had with his wife, and she looks him dead in the eye and asks him this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive am I?
Oh.
I mean, that is a dangerous game. There is no good way to answer. Like, I don't know. In my mind, you say anything less than a 10, you basically insulted her. You say a 10, and she'll probably think you're lying.
Yep.
So there's no way to win. So, Ramon, I'm going to ask you, if your wife asked you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive am I, what would you honestly say?
You say, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. There's no scale for you.
But we read right through that.
Oh,
it's
for
like,
sure.
And she's going to say, give me a number. And then what do you say?
Because if you say 10, you're like, 10? Why not 11 or 100 or infinity? That's not enough.
Well, guess what his buddy said? He gave her an 8.
Oh,
being honest,
he gave her an 8. And so she was, I guess she was like stunned. She's like, 8? Really? Why? And he explained, this was his logic behind it. Actresses are 9s. Supermodels are 10s. The hottest regular people are 8s.
Okay. So now I'm regular.
And yeah. So I mean, I don't know this woman, but even I felt the temperature drop after he said that. So of course she got mad and says that he should have said 10. Is there a question that you have received in a relationship that's just like a no win? 702-364-9400. And how would you answer that question? So of course, Matt tells me this and I feel the need to ask too. So
Oh, I don't know you did.
I just wanted to see how he would answer it is really. I really don't know. I don't like to ask those kind of questions. It's just no win. So I asked him and he said, I liked his answer. I really liked it. He goes, off the charts.
That is corny. That is a typical Matt answer.
Oh my gosh, you're saying my husband's corny?
Yeah, he could be. His responses are a little corny.
I go, so what do you think I am on a scale of 1 to 10? He goes, off the charts. I was like, oh, really? Okay. I just thought it was super cute. But what is a no-win question that you've gotten before? It's like, man, there's no way I'm going to walk away with it from this in a good light. It's impossible. 702-364-9400.
I've been guilty of asking James this question, and there is no winning on both ends. I'll ask him sometimes, just, you know, those shower thoughts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, if I die, would you remarry?
Oh, no. And what did he say?
He said, babe, you're the love of my life. I would never remarry. I couldn't look at another woman the same way I look at you. I'm like, please, you have a long life to live. If it ended today and you're in your mid-30s, you're never going to remarry? He goes, I couldn't do it. I'm like, please. So now I'm like trying to interrogate him because I can see right through his answers. And it ends up in this fight. He's like, can you stop with these what if questions? But truly, like, how would you answer that, Mercedes?
If he asked me that, or how do I think he would answer that?
Anyway, like, how would you, is there even a right way to answer that?
I think if he asked me that, I would say, I would hope I'm never faced with that situation, because that's honestly how I feel. I don't even want my mind to go there. But for him, like, I honestly would want him to. I don't want him to be alone. Like, take a little time, mourn me, feel bad, miss me. But, like, I would feel so bad. I wouldn't want him to be by himself.
That's true. No, truly, on the afterlife, I'm like, I hope he's lonely forever.
Deanna, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you ever ask a no-win question?
So, you just walked away from spending hundreds of dollars at a charity. You run into the grocery store to get a few things, and the first thing they say is, would you like to donate $5 to save the children?
And you say no, and you feel like the worst person.
Oh, my God. Or even rounding up, I feel guilty.
Oh, man, I know. The roundup.
Oh, my gosh. There's no answer.
There isn't. I mean, there is an answer, but which is the one that's going to make you feel good, I guess, is the way I go with it. We're getting some texts here. Marion says, is Matt's friend badly injured? That is a great question. I don't know. This text says, I just asked my husband that exact question. He said 9.5. I was like, what's the 0.5 for? Like, what did you get marked down for? I'm curious, too.
For asking that question, now it's down to a 0.5.
This one says, my wife asked me that once, and I said, do you mean in this lighting or in general? I have no words. Like, how did you think of that so fast, number one? And number two, did you enjoy sleeping on the couch that night? That's crazy. This text says, the correct answer is always compared to you. You're the standard. Ooh, that is really good. This says, you can't win. It's like when she asked, do you notice anything different about me? You're already doomed. I do that all the time.
What do you mean you do that all the time?
I I'll get my hair done. I'm like, do you notice anything different? And he's like looking me up and down like, you got new jeans? No.
Trick question.
You did your makeup different? No. And then I get so mad. I'm like, the answer is always hair.
It is.
It's always hair.
If, you know, if you're a guy, if they ever ask, if your wife ever asks that, it's always the hair. Because I can't think of like me wanting to say, oh, I got new jeans. No, it's always the hair.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect him to notice my new jeans, honestly.
Yeah.
Do you notice stuff like
what
that?
What about stuff like, if I was a worm, would you still love me?
A worm?
Or something dumb, right? If I had no teeth, would you still love me? I hate those.
If I had no teeth, well, you're eventually going to have no teeth, buddy. You're going to have some dentures. So, yes, I'll still love you.
It's called dental implants. We'll always have teeth.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Angelina is caller 20. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I'm ready.
All right. Do you have some help this morning, or is it just you?
I do. I have my son next to me.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Jameson.
Hey, Jameson.
Hi.
Let's do this, guys. We want to get you these tickets to see Jessica Simpson. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and you are going. Angelina and Jameson, you guys ready?
Ready.
Let's do this. All right, you guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can see past. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
All Hallows' Eve is also known as which holiday?
Halloween.
Yes, Kesha had a hit song that shares the name with a social media app.
Instagram, TikTok.
Yes, which actress is known for her lifestyle brand, Goop?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, how many pounds are in a ton?
A ton. 900?
No. What is the name of the singer that was Jessica Simpson's first husband?
Pass.
Which 90s band had the hit song Freak on a Leash?
Oh, pass.
In Toy Story, what is the name of Woody's horse?
Oh, Woody's horse? Pass.
What is the name of the major river that runs through Egypt?
The Nile?
Yes, Freddy Krueger is the villain in which horror film?
Freddy Krueger. Pass.
Oh, no, that's time.
Angelina, those were hard, Angelina. Do not feel bad about that. Some of those were really tough. Like, maybe a lot of people know randomly how many pounds are in a ton. I didn't know that. It's 2,000, so now we know. The name of this of Jessica Simpson's first husband, the singer, that's Nick Lachey. The 90s band that had the hit song Freak on a Leash is Korn. In Toy Story, the name of Woody's horse is Bullseye. And Freddy Krueger is the villain in which horror film? That is Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm so sorry that we weren't able to make you a winner, Angelina and Jameson. But you can hang up and call right back because caller 20 right now.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Nevada's emergency food providers are really bracing for a surge in need as federal funding for SNAP, the program that helps feed nearly 500,000 Nevadans, could run out this weekend. Three Square Food Bank, which we work with very often, they have announced that they're expanding their emergency response to meet demand. They've already been seeing an increase in first-time visitors over the last few months, and they're preparing for long lines if the funding lapses. Here's what's going on, basically. Nevada joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. They're pushing to release emergency SNAP funding for November. So our attorney general called the decision to cut the benefits cruel and illegal and pointed out that while other nations receive billions in aid, families here are just kind of left wondering, how am I going to feed my kids? You know, so Governor Lombardo, he says that the state law does not allow Nevada to directly fund SNAP, but he's asking for $30 million from the Rainy Day Fund.
Okay.
To help food banks like Three Square, plus $200,000 to deploy the Nevada Guard for distribution if it's needed. So what can you do? If you need help, first of all, visit 3square.org. Use the Find Food map to locate pantries or distribution events near you. If you need it, get the help. Honestly, yes. Like that's what it's there for. If you can give or donate or volunteer, Three Square, they're working nonstop to keep the groceries flowing. Fresh produce, dairy, shelf stable staples, and every dollar will help stretch that line a little more. And if you know someone who is struggling for the first time, make sure you just point them towards the website or call the SNAP outreach hotline. Three Square says its goal right now is really simple. Just get as much food into the community as fast as possible. No one in our city should go hungry because of this political gridlock that is going on right now.
I think that's what infuriates me the most. Before this, we were already in a hunger crisis, and now we're in this craziness of the government. And now we have to be able to
feed help. We have to stand together to help feed our neighbors even more than ever. But I really, it really breaks my heart to hear that we're going, our friends are going through this,
yeah,
because of what's going on in the government.
You know, it's these are real people, real lives, real bills need to be paid. And it's just, yeah, it's, I don't think anyone is really happy with the situation. But at the end of the day, this is why Three Square exists,
yes,
to help people like this. Do not let your pride get in the way. If you need the help, that's what they're there for.
Yes.
They literally want to help you. So make sure you're listening. We're actually going to talk to our friend Beth Martino, for the CEO of Three Square, a little later, to just to get some more information on kind of what's going on, how we can help. But again, thanks to everyone who donated to our Four Corners food drive. It went directly to Three Square, and I can guarantee you whatever you helped with, whatever you donated, is being used right now. Like, it was such an impact that this city made on Three Square, and so we just appreciate it so much.
Yes.
Also this morning, moving on, the NFL, they just announced some new star power to Super Bowl weekend. We're going to have Sting as a headline pre-Super Bowl concert at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. It's part of the league's Studio 60 event series, which basically is just a weekend packed with live music, player meet and greets, just all that corporate sparkle, I guess. But the show happens 2 days before the kickoff at Levi's Stadium on February 8th. The details are still kind of rolling out, but the vibe is very, I don't know, iconic artist meets intimate venue. So I'm just picturing the crowd singing, you know, some of the old hits.
Yes.
While, you know, checking out how they can get into the actual game. You know?
Yeah, because the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco is quite a ways from Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, like I said, it's a couple days before. But yeah, just some more entertainment
that's
for that
cool
weekend. And then finally this morning, speaking of the Super Bowl, this is hilarious. Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl halftime performer, and people are actually downloading language apps now just so they can understand Bad Bunny's lyrics during the show.
Yes!
So the app Speak says they are seeing their biggest spike ever tied to a cultural event, with users literally typing "understanding Bad Bunny" as the reason for their wanting to learn Spanish. You know, it's funny. I saw one fan's TikTok. It's gone viral because he's trying to learn the lyrics for all the songs,
yes,
before February. And he's like, his first thought was like, how hard can this be? And then he quickly found out, very.
Oh my God, I'm with that person. I'm trying to learn how, I mean, I know some of the translations, but like the way that the Spanish language is wrapped is so hard. Like, that is so bad.
I mean, my Spanish is just, it's really mediocre, honestly. I pretty much understand everything. I have a hard time speaking it, but Bad Bunny, he raps so fast. What about you, Ramon?
Yeah, I will admit, a lot of even like regular Spanish speakers have a tough time understanding Bad Bunny. So everyone's struggling because he's Puerto Rican, and we know Cubans and Puerto Ricans, they speak very, very fast,
very quickly. Yeah,
yeah. And sometimes you gotta ask them, slow down. But yeah, I agree. The only thing I understand is Novia.
We've got a couple months to practice and see if we can up our translation just a little bit. Halloween is on Friday. I want you guys to picture something, okay? You're 9 months pregnant. You're officially in that, like, please, someone just pop this baby out of me kind of. You're,
yeah,
uncomfortable. You're over it. Honestly, you just would do about anything to distract yourself and maybe just kickstart labor a little bit. So, you know, my girlfriend, I was talking about her last week. She's like 9 months pregnant right now.
Yes.
And her mother-in-law wanted to be in the delivery room with her and stuff.
Oh, that girl, that, yes.
One, yes. So that's exactly where she's at right now. So she's due here in like 3 weeks, and she's got a plan that I think is, well, it's either absolutely adorable or, depending on who you ask, it's absolutely ridiculous. So she wants to go trick-or-treating on Friday for her future baby.
Okay.
Now, she doesn't have kids. This is her first child. And here's her vision. She was telling me she's planning to wear like a crop top, and she's going to paint her big round belly like a jack-o'-lantern.
I love this.
And she is, she's going to put a sign that she's going to hang around her neck that says trick or treating for two. And the idea is to just walk around, get some fresh air, maybe get some contractions going, and yes, collect some candy along the way. And she's like, people are going to love this. It's cute. It gets me out of the house. But her husband is like, come on. This looks really desperate. Like, you're really going to go out and take the candy from the kids? Like, come on. If you want candy, I'll go buy you some at the store. She's like, it's more than that. I think it's so cute. I think it's adorable. If a pregnant lady came to my door dressed like that, I'd be like, you get two. Like, I'd be so excited about that. What do you guys think? Trick or treating as an adult, specifically as a pregnant adult with no children. 702-364-9400. No children yet. But yeah. I know you can't keep that candy for the baby. It's kind of... it's going to be bad by the time they get old enough to be able to eat it. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I don't think it's about the candy. I think it's about being festive. It's about being celebrating the last Halloween before kids. This is her last chance to just kind of be about her. And I think the costume is absolutely cute. The crop top and the belly showing, that is so creative. I would have never thought of that. And I think it's really just like, it's really nice of her to want to like get the exercise too, because yeah. She wants to go on that walk. Maybe it'll help induce the labor, but it's one of those things where like, hey, this is not just for me too. This is also for the baby. I want this baby to come out. So let's go on a walk. Let's go celebrate Halloween together.
I will admit the whole jack-o'-lantern thing, you know, crop top is cool. I would guess she's doing it more for the steps, right? You need those 10Ks for your day.
And just to, like, getting things moving around down there, you know what I mean?
That is cool. Fresh air is always nice. But the trick or treat for two, that's, you know, that's kind of lame. To put it nicely. Well, like, what are you going to do? You're going to save the candy? The kid can't have it, so he or she is 2 or 3 years
old. She's going to eat it.
It's going to be stale by then.
She's going to eat it, and the baby's going to eat it through her.
Oh, gosh. And there is a certain age you reach where, yeah, you should probably stop trick-or-treating. Probably, you know, those high school year ages is, you know, your trick-or-treating days are over.
I just think it is the cutest thing, but I also don't want her to look like a fool. Like, her husband's making her feel really guilty about it. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. Marcus says, as a husband, I side with the husband. You don't go begging for candy when you can order 10 bags on DoorDash, but you do get a participation trophy for effort. Really? I mean, you can't spare an extra candy bar for the pregnant lady. Sophia says, my sister painted her belly for her gender reveal. This is a natural upgrade. 10 out of 10 on vibes. Free candy for sure. I think it's adorable.
So I've never been pregnant, but how long do you think she will last? How many steps or, you know, how many houses is she going to get to before
you
she
guys,
gets up?
She's on the verge. Like I said, she's 9 months. She's 36 weeks. I think she's 37 weeks now, but it could be any day now. And I think it's just, I think, and also we kind of talked about it. We hit on it. She's just bored. She just is bored of sitting around, and she just wants to get out, and she wants to do something fun. And I'm like, this is the perfect way to do it. And so her husband doesn't want to go, obviously. So I was like, if you want to come to my neighborhood, you can do it in my neighborhood, and I'll walk around with you. Like, but we're going to be like two ladies walking around stealing candy from people.
No, the husband has to go. The husband has to walk with her.
No, it just doesn't seem very supportive. I love you. Pooper. If you're listening, I love you. But like, yeah, just do this. This text says, if she shows up at my door, I'm giving her the whole bowl, extra Reese's, and a ride to the hospital if that happens that night.
Oh,
yeah. Can you imagine if she goes into labor right there?
A Halloween baby.
That
spooky.
Would be, yeah. Eddie says, I'll give her candy, I'll clap, I'll post her on my Instagram, and I will not accept her husband's hot take.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, we're supportive of you. I know she's listening right now. She asked me to bring that up to get everyone's take on it. I think it is the cutest thing. But this one says, it is sort of ridiculous, but I give candy to anyone who shows up in a costume. I don't care how old you are. No need to judge.
See, that's how it should be.
I'm going to get her to go to your neighborhood, Ramon, and see how you do on the spot.
That's cool. We don't give out candy anyways.
You don't?
No.
You guys are so whack.
Why don't you give out candy?
I guess Jackie gives out candy, and it's usually like spare candy we have. We don't go out and buy
candy. It's
just
what's in the in the pantry? Like,
this has been here a year. We give them this.
Oh my gosh.
Chocolate.
That's like giving coal to in a stocking.
I'm gonna start
Christmas.
Giving apples. Apples and pencils and rulers.
I once got bouillon. Do you know what bouillon
Chicken
is?
Chicken bouillon?
No,
yeah.
What is that?
It's to season soup, but it's wrapped in like a silver wrapper.
Well, last year someone offered us Jello shots, and I was like, sure,
I'll take that. Yeah. All right, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up, and
it's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Katie, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, we are ready to get you these tickets to see Collective Soul. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Everything's Bigger in Texas, Statue of Liberty, or Tune Time?
Ooh, Everything's Bigger in Texas.
Okay, perfect. Texas Chicken Fried Steak Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with Texas, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, we need 6 and 60 seconds. Should be easy enough. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do this, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is the football team out of Dallas.
Cowboys.
Yes. This is like a competition with bull riders and barrel racers. It's all happening at
National
the
National Finals Radio.
Just rodeo. Yeah. Okay. This is a city there. It's on the east side of the state. It's really big.
Austin.
What'd you say?
Austin.
No. It's where the Astros are from.
Oh, I don't know, Skip.
This is a very famous convenience store there that has everything.
Bucky's?
Yes. This is like beans, and it's people love to eat this, put some shredded cheese on it. Yes. This is in San Antonio. There's no basement there. It's a famous landmark.
Oh, Skip.
this is they're famous for making meat. It's known as Texas.
Barbecue.
Yes. This is their name. They're called what? The what? Let's pass on that. Where are the Cowboys? Oh,
that
darn
is
it.
Time.
Oh, Katie, we were so close. I'm so sorry. The city, the big side, this big city on the east side of the state is Houston. Mm. Austin, a little further south of Dallas, but darn it. And then the Alamo was the landmark. There's no basement in the Alamo.
I did not know that.
That there's no basement in
yes.
the Alamo?
Yes.
Wait, have you ever seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
You barely remember it.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it's from?
That's the whole joke about it. That, like they told Pee-wee that his bike was in the basement of the Alamo, and he gets there and they're like, there's no basement in the Alamo.
Oh.
Did you really think there was a basement in the Alamo?
I have no clue. I just didn't know there was. That
oh
was
my
a
gosh.
Fact.
I'm making you watch that movie
okay.
this weekend. Okay, so that was Alamo. And then the name of Texas, the other name, Lone Star State. That was really tough. I'm so sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So a new idea is picking up steam this Halloween, and it's actually a very sweet one. It's more ways than one. With the government shutdown looming and SNAP benefits getting set to run out on November 1st, nonprofits and even some regular families are suggesting a small act of kindness: hand out non-perishable food items along with your candy. Now, the way they're suggesting is, this was posted by the United Way. They posted on social media this week, just encouraging people to toss in something shelf-stable, like ramen or a mac and cheese cup or pretzels or granola bars, just for families who may be struggling right now. It's a little thing that you can do in addition to the candy that you're passing out. People in the medical field have also been spreading this idea online, saying it's just an easy way to give back to families who rely on SNAP and you don't necessarily know who does. So just kind of have that as an option if anyone is up for it. That's 42 million Americans, including a lot of kids who could find themselves suddenly short on food. So
I think this is a great idea.
You like this?
Yes. I know some kids, including myself, would love some ramen or like a mac and cheese package in his trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah. Or maybe like make it an option. Like if you don't want to give them both, like say, hey, pick one and let them pick or something like this. But it doesn't replace the candy. You're not that house. But imagine if your Halloween bucket could also help you get through the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I would probably tell my son deny it because we don't need it. You know, make sure someone that needs it gets it.
Right, right. But maybe if you just throw it into that, they'd appreciate it. If you also want to support another way, you can donate to Three Score Food Bank right here in Southern Nevada. They're bracing for more families in need if benefits lapse, and they're setting up extra distribution sites to help. So sometimes it's the little things. We're going to talk to Beth Martino, the CEO of Three Square, here in just a few minutes, and just talk about what is going on, what challenges are they facing, and what we can do to try and help. So we've got that coming up. Also this morning, for a little change of pace, the group known for making pop hits kids-friendly, Kids Bop, they're hitting theaters for the first time. Their movie Kids Bop Live, the concert movie, it's going to run January 2nd through the 5th. And it was filmed live at the Honda Center in Anaheim during their 2025 tour. They're going to perform songs like APT.
Yes!
I like to hear how they change the lyrics.
Me too.
Oh, don't you
don't
like
you
me?
Like, not want me. Like me.
These are great. They'll also be performing Pink Pony Club. Let's hear how this one has changed.
Swing!
I don't know if that's any better, honestly.
I don't either. Yeah, the way that you think about it.
It's my friends. Oh. Pink Pony Club.
This is a banger. Kids Bop don't sleep on them because I really like Kidz Bop.
It's so wholesome. It's designed for mass family appeal. I can absolutely imagine this being part of the weekend outing. If you're a parent and aunt and uncle, anyone who wants a nice little wholesome weekend, definitely this checks all the boxes on that one.
Can't help but smile, right? Kidz Bop has been around since I was a kid. And I just remember them watching them on commercials thinking yes. They were the superstars. So can't help but smile just listening to this.
I like hearing them change songs that are like, you know, like some of the rap songs that I used to listen to. It's like amazing what they are able to come up with.
Didn't they do one to Lose Yourself by Eminem? I forgot how it sounds, but it went hard. It went hard.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember how it sounded, but I do remember I was like, they are on top of the music game.
Okay. I'm going to look and see if we can find that. There is a Lose Yourself Kidz Bop. No, it says, is it called Love Yourself? Is this... Okay, wait, hold on.
There's a rap song that they do. I thought it was Lose Yourself.
Okay, Ramon, if you can find it, throw it in there. I don't know if we'll be able to find it here. Let's see if this is it.
Oh, that's Love Yourself by
Yeah, Justin that's Bieber. Love Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, darn it.
Oh, man. I'm sure they still keep Mom's Spaghetti in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that doesn't need to change.
No,
we're
good
with that.
Don't.
Finally, this morning, if you're someone who hits snooze a few times before getting out of bed, you might want to rethink that morning routine. There's a new study out that says a certain activity that you can do before work boost your productivity, your motivation, and your focus, and it involves you and your partner. Researchers,
hello.
Yeah, they surveyed full-time workers and found that those who are intimate before heading to the office report feeling more productive, more confident, and even happier throughout the day. Now, more than two-thirds say they get more done, and half said they noticed a major boost to mood and their focus. A third of the participants even said that their overall relationship satisfaction translated into better performance at work.
In the morning, I don't know if I'm for this because we get up super early. I'm trying to get as much sleep as I can. Every second helps. So if James is waking me up before I go to work and doing all this, I don't think that would help me.
I think if you had a 9-to-5 job, would that change at all?
Maybe.
I think our hours are weird. I couldn't imagine like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like I'd be like, ew, no.
I just can't do like the morning breath stuff. So I'm kind of like, brush your teeth first.
Well, what about, have you guys ever heard of the apple trick?
No.
You keep just an apple on your nightstand. And then if things start going that way, take a bite of the apple. Boom. Oh. Boom.
I am not going to have apples on the side of my bed. Just like, oh, you know, whenever I might need an apple, if me and James get intimate, that's no.
Crunch.
Hold on, babe. Stop right there.
Let me take a bite of this apple. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Southern Nevada is facing a growing crisis that could impact nearly 500,000 residents who rely on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and federal funding for the program. It's expected to run out as early as this weekend, and there's no agreement yet in Washington. Nevada has joined a multi-state lawsuit trying to unlock some emergency funds, and a lot of families are bracing for uncertainty. Local food banks are stepping in to fill the gap. Three Square Food Bank, which we absolutely love and do a lot of work with, they serve as the primary hunger relief organization here in Southern Nevada, and they're expanding their emergency response to meet this anticipated surge in demand. And we have Beth Martino on with us. She's the president and CEO of Three Square. Thank you so much for joining us, Beth.
Oh, it's so great to be here with you. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Now, thanks for taking the time. I knew you and your team have been preparing for what could be a really significant surge in need this weekend. So for people who may not understand how serious this is, can you kind of explain what happens if SNAP funding does in fact run out and what kind of impact that's going to have on families here in Southern Nevada?
Definitely. What we know already is that at best case scenario, that SNAP benefits will not be paid until later in November. Depending on how long the shutdown goes on, it could be they aren't paid at all. So that means people who are waiting for their main source of grocery money will not receive that. So they've got families, you've got children, you've got seniors that they look to the first of the month, and that's when they put food on their tables. That's when they buy food to fill their pantry or put in their refrigerator, and they won't have any of those funds to do that. And that's almost 500,000 people here in the state of Nevada.
So you announced at Three Square, you're expanding your emergency response. What does that look like in real terms?
Well, we've been out in the community as we always are, serving our partners, making sure they have food in the food pantries that they run. We've actually been doing pop-up distributions over the last several months already to try to meet increased need. But now with the shutdown and the situation with SNAP, we're launching some new emergency distributions. We've got two coming up this weekend that Three Square will run, one at UNLV and one at CSN. We have a couple of our partners that are also doing larger distributions. And then next week, we'll be out in the community doing even more of those. So right now, we have about 10 emergency distributions scheduled next week, in addition to working with our 150-plus food pantries across southern Nevada to make sure that they have more food to meet the need for folks that are coming in.
We're talking to President and CEO of Three Square, Beth Martino. Beth, your data shows that people visiting food pantries has already increased about 16% over the last 4 months. How many of them are you seeing as first-time visitors?
Well, about 75% of them. So three out of four people that were new or that were coming in were new. So we've had a lot of new folks reaching out for food assistance. And, you know, that's people that we all might not expect to be food insecure, but with rising costs of everything from transportation to groceries, it's been harder for people to stretch their dollar and put food on the table all month. So we already are seeing that that's been a challenge for folks. And I think the shutdown has certainly made that worse.
For anyone who might be feeling ashamed or hesitant to ask for help, what would you say to them?
You know, so many people never expect to be in this position. And this is why Three Square is here. It's what our community is here to do, is to help one another. It's one of the fantastic things about Nevadans. We work to serve our neighbors, to feed our neighbors, and so turn to people for help. You do not have to go through this alone, and that's what we're here doing right now, making sure people know where they can go, that they can come to Three Square, they can visit our website, follow us on social media, find out where to go and get help.
And anyone listening this morning who might be wondering, like, what can they do to help? What's the most effective way for the community to support Three Square during this time?
Well, right now, the best thing people can do is donate food or funds. We can always stretch a dollar further than other people can at the grocery store. So getting that funding is really important. So we always encourage people to consider making a contribution. But we're always accepting food donations. We have opened an expanded location at our headquarters to receive food donations. But we also need volunteers. So people can donate food, funds, or time, and they can find out how to do that on our website at the same spot where folks who need assistance can also find resources.
And that's threesquare.org. Beth, we just have always loved your organization and what the people there do for this community. And so we know that you guys are really needing that help, especially right now. And anything we can do to get the word out, please don't hesitate to let us know. Our listeners are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
No, thanks for taking time to talk about this.
Yeah, it's really, really important right now. And you know, as we go ahead into the upcoming weeks, like she said, it doesn't have to be money. If you have some shelf-stable items that you can donate, or even just your time, you would be so surprised at how far that goes.
A dollar equals three meals. Imagine $100, 300 meals. That's insane.
Yeah, and people need it now more than ever. We're going to post all the website information on our website and our social media so you can check it out. It's mix941.fm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.